Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. Hey there, you're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy. And now joining me is Catton. Are you there?
Yay!
Finally something we actually managed to get it working the first time.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I even got the phone number right.
Yeah. It's pretty early there, isn't it?
About 8 o'clock.
The day's all kicking and jumping and you've managed to... Your day's all kicking and getting up to a good start, and you're taking the time to help us.
Absolutely. Yes. Excuse me. I'm still working on my first cup of coffee.
Getting all perked up. And, yeah, how about we get started off with something that's quite close to your heart, since, you know, you actually pay for it.
Right. Oh, yes. My goodness. EGM.
Yes. For those who don't know what EGM is, it's basically the gaming Bible. It's basically one of the biggest gaming magazines in the world. It's been around for about, I don't know, since like the 80s, I think?
Yeah, I think about 20 years.
Yeah, they're celebrating the 20th annual, well, they would have, next month, but sadly, that's what we're about to talk about. They, unfortunately, they got sold out.
Right.
Yes, to their competitor. Because the EGM is owned by the Ziff Davis Corporation, and they've been going through some kind of tough times at the moment. All these firings and such. And so, UGO, their competitor, struck in and managed to buy both EGM and 1UP, which is the companion site.
Which is very, very upsetting. Well, 1UP, not so much. I never really used 1UP as a gaming site. But I did have a subscription until the end of this month to EGM, and when I was younger, I used to take my allowance money to buy issues of EGM because my parents were not the kind that were fans of magazine subscriptions, let alone magazine subscriptions about video games. But before, you know, the internet, I mean, it was really the only way to find out about new, exciting, and upcoming games and whether or not they were any good. And now it's going to be gone forever.
Yes. Well, they're saying that the, of course, the January issue has been cancelled, but they will be putting up the February issue for everybody to see on 1UP in PDF form.
Really? I'm interested to see what will happen with the magazine and the website, actually. Because, you know, there's just some people that you expect to see every month. Like the editor-in-chief. Will they call him Milk?
I think so.
James Milky? I don't really know how to say his name. But yeah, I mean, there's just always certain people that you read, and, like, you know, at the end, like, Sean Baby's, like, terrible, terrible game reviews. Well, not that his reviews were bad, it's just that he had to always play really bad games, and it was funny.
Well, he was one of the first people to actually be cut from 1UP. Because there was also a number of firings in addition to the when it was acquired.
Right. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
It's a sad day for the gaming industry.
It's a sad day for me.
Yeah. The biggest thing I'm cut up about is their gaming podcast. We're actually cutting all those until further notice.
You know, I never really listen to the gaming podcast. I'm really bad with podcasts. I can never seem to keep up every week with any of the ones I subscribe to.
But yeah, it's really sad, because I love those podcasts. They're really well made, and yeah, and just to see them gone and have no longer be able to listen. Like you said, there's certain people that you expect to listen to or read every month. And it's like that with me. I like to listen to certain people every week when they create their own podcast. So, Oh, well, it'll be very interesting to see how this pans out. There's been a lot of firings at the moment with the whole recession.
Which is strange, because Ziff Davis was, like, the mega conglomerate magazine owner.
Didn't they file for bankruptcy a few months ago?
Did they?
I think they did.
Gosh, I'm really not with it.
But yeah, going through tough times, so they have to sell pretty much everything in order to stay afloat.
Sad, sad day.
Yeah. Well, let's.
What are you gonna do, Moggy? What do you want to do now? I guess you could listen to the obnoxiously long joystick podcast.
Or I could listen to our friends at Gay Gamer.
Well, what happened to the Gay Gamer podcast? I thought they stopped for a while.
Actually, I think they did. But I really hope that Flynn and David, or Flynn, or Fruitbrute and Tiny really get back together with that. I miss it so much.
Yes, make some time, boys, make some time.
Yes. But yeah, how about we go to a track, shall we?
Yes.
You're listening to Leet, Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Cat until 3 o'clock. You can catch Leet, Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Oh? What was it called again? Kudo?
Yes, Kudo.
I didn't learn about this. I'm sorry. Well, Microsoft has come out with a game, which they announced about the same time as Little Big Planet. Well, it's not really a game so much as it is a
miniature editor,
designing tool. Much like Little Big Planet, it's supposed to be very streamlined, intuitive, and easy to design your own games. But they go as far as selecting which buttons do what actions and so on and so forth, which is very, very neat.
It's basically programming for dummies.
Exactly. It's like all of the fun parts of game design, the creativity, the ability to share, all that stuff without getting tied down in the syntax of programming and the difficulties with it.
The only problem is that it looks pretty damn ugly.
Well, there's really nothing you can do about that.
Have you actually seen the trailer or the CSS trailer?
You know, I didn't get a chance to see it.
It's pretty bad. I was talking with Adam from Flip the Tape earlier tonight, and we were watching it together. And it's one of, you know, it's basically this 17-year-old girl going through the process, and this guy going really hamming it up, and he's like, you know, the sort of booth babes and booth guys that go, oh, that's, you're doing really great and all that. Yeah, it's really like that. I know, it didn't really sell the idea to me. Oh, that this is a great game, or this is a great thing. And plus, it's an X and A title, which, from previous experience, has not... which doesn't mean much to me, since we had... since, the X and A really hasn't had any great games.
No, they haven't. Which is a shame. But I always support people being able to create their own things.
Yeah.
And when it goes well, it goes really well. Unfortunately, as a person who will be playing these said games, because I'm not much of a creator myself, is that you usually have to wade through 20 times as much crap to get to the good stuff.
Yes, 20 times as much penis before you get to quality.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I play some of the user-generated content on Little Big Planet, there are some really, really, really fantastic levels. But then there are, like, you know, 30 levels that are just, I'll quit playing halfway through because I'm like, gosh, this level's really terrible.
Well, they eventually get weeded out because there's, like, there's tools for, there's tools that point out which ones the greatest, aren't? Well, ones that point out the best, is that correct?
Well, yeah, there is a little section, a Little Big Planet, where you can go to the highest rated and most played levels, which is nice. But, I don't know, I commend people for their efforts when they do try, because, you know, that's really the only way most people get better. No one is a fantastic level designer or game designer right off the bat, usually, ever. But, I mean, it's a good way to do something you enjoy doing.
Yeah. It's actually quite interesting.
With other people.
It's actually quite interesting in Japan for, have you heard of the RPG Maker series?
Oh, yes. Way, way back.
Yes. The latest one, it actually has the ability to, if you have an XNA account, you can actually port your games to the XNA once you've created them. I really hope they actually bring
finally
that.
Finally, update some sprites into real models.
Well, XP was quite fun, and they actually released that legitimately in English.
Huh.
Hmm. So it'd be quite interesting if that comes here.
I think I do have an XNA account. I just never got around to exploring all the possibilities within.
Hmm. I actually couldn't get mine to work. It's quite bizarre.
Really?
It loaded up, but then it just quit out automatically.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hmm. No, apparently from what I've heard, I'm not really missing out on that much.
Well, such is life, I suppose.
Ooh,
it'd
I've
be
just...
worse.
I've actually got a piece of breaking news. Well, breaking in the cause. There will be apparently an Australian pack for Guitar Hero World Tour for Australian Day. Or Australia Day.
Hooray!
Yay! Which basically is your version of June the 4th. Or 4th of July.
Hooray!
And it will include... Let's see... Silverchair, Wolf Mother, and the Fiends. Ooh, that's got me all excited now.
Sounds like a good time.
Hmm.
Are you taking lots of pictures and posting them up on the Elite Rainbow Rafflecopter site?
Well, hopefully I shall.
Or will you be so excited you won't even have time to take pictures?
I'm so excited I just can't hide it. Anyway, let's go to a track, shall we? You're listening to Elite Rainbow Rafflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Elite Rainbow Rafflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, eliterainbow.wordpress.com. Anyway, let's talk a bit about Persona 4, since we've actually been talking about quite a bit over the past couple of weeks, particularly with you and me.
Yes.
And yeah, let's do an impressions of it, shall we?
Oh yes. I love impressions of.
Yes, because we're both not very far into it, but we still love it.
I know. I think we've just scratched the surface.
Yeah. And speaking of that, it does take ages to actually scratch the surface. Like, I think it took you about 10 hours to complete the first dungeon, didn't it?
Yeah, just about. I mean, it took a good few hours to get the story started, as with all of these Mega Ten games, it seems. Mm. And after about 10 hours, I finished the first dungeon.
Mm. So
it was really great. You know, romp through the dungeon.
Yeah, this time instead of everything being randomized, it's actually they're all set themes, aren't they? Each dungeon.
You know, I kind of like that better.
Hmm.
I really, really missed having a map.
Hmm. Can't you just press select and bring it up?
I'm sorry.
Can't you just press select or start to bring it up? And
right, but it. I like being able to know which way to go.
Okay.
When I have to go through it again, because you know, you do have to level up your party. You can't just go through it in one go and expect to survive the end without a lot of luck.
Mm. Does it have the level of grinding that Persona 3 had?
But I kind of like that.
Mm. I kind of noticed that the first couple battles were pretty easy. So,
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the challenge ramps up.
Yes. Yes, it does. I actually, because it was easy, I went through the first dungeon and I kept dying. So I kept trying to just go further and further and further and thinking I'd be okay. Mm. When really I should have, you know, just gotten to the point where, you know, right before you die, you exit the dungeon and go back and start over again. Because, I died probably a good 4 or 5 times before I realized.
And I kind of noticed that...
probably just start over from, level 1 again.
Hmm. So I kind of noticed that this time around you can't actually just keep transporting to the entrance and regaining your health like you could in Persona 3. You've actually got to quit for the day once your health is starting to get really, really low.
Right, which is kind of a bummer. Mm. And then, you know, you have to manage all your social links and make sure you go to the stores you need to and get everything that's available.
Mm. Plus, there's a harsher penalty if you don't meet the timeline.
I haven't hit that, but I did hear that the game ends if you don't meet the timeline.
Yeah, that's correct. They basically die and game over.
Right, right.
Because maybe we should explain the story, because we're getting a bit...
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, Moggy.
It's basically, it's a role-playing game, so your character is this big city slicker who goes to the country, or Inaba, as the town is called, to live with your uncle and and your cousin, who seems to be going on 20 years old, just the way she acts. And basically you go to school, and you meet new friends, and then suddenly all these bodies suddenly start appearing, and you find out that it's basically got to do with something. Maybe you should explain it. I'm kind of a bit tongue-tied at the moment.
Sorry, I totally didn't hear the last thing you said, right before the I should talk.
Yeah, basically you're a school student and you meet new friends, and then as soon as you're starting to get into school life, mysterious things start happening and people start dying.
Oh, very mysterious deaths, too.
Yes.
And basically, these deaths start affecting people that you know in school. And it is up to you to figure out what's going on before the police, who seem to have no idea what's going on, try and solve it.
Because, yes, you and your school chums have the ability to go inside a TV every day and basically kick ass with their magical powers.
Right, and the TV world is different. I mean, you have your usual shadows and demons and that sort of thing, except this time, the really big guys are basically your other self.
Hmm.
And I think that's all I want to say about it before.
And it really has...
I ruin anything.
But it has a really cute mascot, Teddy.
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out. I can't hear.
Oh, dear. This is Grade 8 Radio right here.
Yay!
Yay. But yeah, it has one of the cutest mascots I've ever seen in a video game in ages, Teddy.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I love him. I do.
He seems to be...
And you know what's great about this game as
what?
Well? The music.
Yes.
I really, really love the music. Much more than I did in the other
game. I'm really glad they got rid of that whole punty, hip-hop sound.
Yes.
I can hear it.
One more time?
No. But yeah,
okay.
Actually, there's one song in the Persona 4 soundtrack that pisses me off so much. So,
I actually... should probably listen to the soundtrack. I should put it on my iPod, actually.
Yes, because it actually comes with it, which is quite
cool. I know, and I never, ever look at things like that, or even when I get DVDs and there's all those bonus discs and material and all that stuff, I never, never look at it.
Hmm. Well, Atlas seem to. They seem to pack their games with extra shit, which is really nice on their part.
Oh, speaking of which, you got the book, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. Persona 3 or Persona 4 art book, which is...
And?
It's nifty. It's, not as comprehensive as the actual one you have to buy by itself, mm-hmm. but it's a pretty nifty pre-order bonus.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
It's
nice to get something nice with your pre-orders as opposed to, a piece of junk that will sit there and...
Well, Amazon got, some pretty nifty stuff for Persona 4 as well, They got a teddy plush and a t-shirt, I think. Which I'm really jealous about.
Oh. That's really nice. Mm. I want one now.
Yes.
I wish I would have known.
Darn you, Amazon. See,
I know.
Plus, the sucky thing is they won't actually ship software to Australia. And there's no Amazon Australia available.
Oh, that's right. And you also get things late, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. I think Square Enix is actually picking up Persona 4 for Australia and Europe.
Hmm. Well, Monkey, next time let me know. I'll order it for you and ship it over.
Hooray.
And hopefully you'll get it in a reasonable amount of time.
Mm. Well, I'm kind of sick of buying things from retail shops now because they just come so late.
Right.
Hmm.
Right, because every time I get excited about a game, you're like, oh, we're not getting it for 2 or 3 months.
Hmm. Well, in the case of Rock Band, a year.
Oh, that's...
Hmm.
Well, I won't be shipping anything like Rock Band to you. That'll cost me money. But something small like a game like Persona 4, I'll take care of it. I'm on it as a U.S. correspondent.
Hooray.
Make sure you get your games.
Yeah.
Yay!
How do we go to a track now?
Yes.
You're listening to Leet, Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9, and this is The Girl You Lost to Cocaine by Sia. You can catch Leet, Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Yay! Kind of.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll be back next week.
Yay!
All throughout summer. All winter in your case.
I'm sorry?
All winter in your case.
Right, yes. Right. Thankfully, it hasn't been very cold.
Hmm. So has it been snowing at all?
Not recently, no. Although that is subject to change. Lord only knows what'll happen.
Anyway, I've come across an interesting story over at Game Politics about... It seems, well, for those who've been following the news about PlayStation and Sony in general, they've not been doing very well with their gaming consoles at the moment.
Which is a shame, because, you know, they were the powerhouse last generation.
Like, they've been losing money with each PS3 made. The PSP doesn't really have that good a selection of games, and... It's just not really that great of a multimedia console, even though it does have the potential to. And
this is true. This is true.
And
there are definitely multimedia features I like about the PlayStation. You know, Blu-ray player, the ability to use any Bluetooth headset or device, for that matter, so on and so forth. But at the same time, it's really not a console I play often.
Plus, the thing now is that, of course, Sony were... For the casual market, they were pretty much saying it's a Blu-ray player before a gaming console, and now that you can actually get Blu-ray players for much cheaper than the PS3, the appeal seems to be gone now.
Right. For me, it was just nice to have a Blu-ray player / game console for the same price as most Blu-ray players were going for at the time.
But now there's that market difference, and now they're actually starting to put it into, like, laptops and other consumer devices, so it doesn't really seem that much of a deal.
Which is a shame.
But anyway,
having a slight tinge of buyer's remorse. Well, not really. I enjoyed my time with it.
Well, and there are still good games for the PS3.
Right. Right. I think most notably would be Little Big Planet. I purchased Folklore for it, but I think that's just one of the more quirkier gamer-specific games.
And, according to this story, of course, as I was saying before, they're not exactly having the best time at the moment. They could be cutting the PlayStation line. Sony could be cutting the PlayStation line, which is quite distressing.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
There are rumors floating around the internet, and this story is just talking about it, that at CES, which is like this big techno conference, that the PlayStation brand could die.
Right.
That they're going to be announcing the death of it.
Imagine, you know.
Hmm. It's been such...
PlayStation has been imprinted in our minds for, gosh, how long has it been since the PlayStation 1?
That's 95, 96.
Years.
Yeah, 995, 96.
It's hard to think of something, like, as big as PlayStation just being cut off. I mean, personally, I own the PS3 and the PSP, and still my PS2.
Well, that's where they're making pretty much all their money, in the PS2.
The PS2?
Yeah. Cause
it's amazing how many PSP units are still selling, how many consoles are still selling, comparatively to the two newer ones, which were supposed to be these amazing pieces of machines, which they are, but fortunately, if you don't have the software to go with it, they're not really going to sell.
Plus, now you can't really get PS2 games, or you can't use PS2 games with your PS3, so it means that you actually have to buy a new PS2, so if you're going to buy a console, then you're more attracted to the PS2, because there's a larger library at the moment.
Right.
But anyway.
Bad day. Moggy, this show is just filled with sad news.
I know.
PlayStation.
Damn the recession. Well, yeah.
What are we going to do?
I know. And well, it seems like the only people that are recession-proof at the moment are Nintendo and Nintendo and Microsoft. They seem to be
amazingly
printing money.
You know, I was really skeptical about the Xbox 360 at first, when it first came out, because there were so many problems with it. So many problems. But then again, they had a pretty huge head start to iron those out. Mostly.
Well, the thing is now that you can actually get an Xbox 360 cheaper than the Wii. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to Nintendo because of that.
Yes.
If it can survive on the gimmick alone.
Its market, though.
Pardon?
The Wii has definitely found its market.
Indeed. Like I said...
I still don't have one. There's only a handful of titles I really want to play and have played. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of exciting games coming out for it.
Yeah, true, but... I know, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens this year in terms of the Wii.
Right. I'm sure they can think of a... I'm sure Nintendo will pull something out of its hat that will be just mind-blowing, again, as they do from time to time and surprise people.
Yeah, it's so hard to imagine Sony going the way of Sega.
But yeah, I do not wish to see the PlayStation go away. But although if they were to get rid of the manufacturing at this point and focus solely on software that still included PS3 titles, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, they have a small amount of studios that are actually pumping out these really impressive titles, like God of War and Heavenly Sword. Speaking of Sony, have you actually been on Home yet?
I created my avatar, I suppose is what you call it, when it was first launched. But I really haven't gone back. I mean, I wandered around my little domicile for a while. But the environment wasn't very engaging, and from what I've heard, it's really not anywhere in the home world.
It just seems to be a place for douchebags at the moment from the YouTube videos I've seen.
Yeah, the online community is full of those, no matter where you go, so it's not surprising.
And also the fact that it's pretty much one big giant billboard or advertisement.
Well, they've got to recoup their losses somehow, I suppose.
Oh, we'll have to keep tabs on the this story, because CSE is on the 11th, so next show we should hopefully have our answer.
Ah, yes, let's hope it's not going away. I will miss it very much so.
Well, let's go to a track, shall we? And yes, you're listening to Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Catton. You can catch Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Yay!
And, no, Sally, it's time for us to go.
It is indeed, but we will be back next week.
Yes, we shall next week. So, until next week, and geek out and have a nice time, and be safe.
Goodbye.
Yes. Bye. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.